Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 to the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Very excited about having Dr. Stephen Mintz back on the show. He's a retired professor emeritus at Cal Poly State University, and he's a workplace ethics advice expert. He does all that on his blog, Workplace Ethics Advice. He's the author of Beyond Happiness and Meaning. Dr. Stephen Mintz, thanks again for being here. Let's talk about the going forward. Do you see corporate America responding to the younger generation's motivations? I mean, we're seeing it politically speaking. The Google employees rose up and said, you know, to the Google Corporation, you can't help the federal government with their weapons programs. They rose up and stopped that. Amazon employees are fighting things. These are all younger people, I'm sure. Most of them are younger people. Do you see corporate America responding to this? And if you do, what's this going to do to the overall, you know, we got a 200-year-old equity market landscape here that's about to be disrupted. What do you think?
Well, I think it's going to take a little bit more for corporate America to be responsive about these issues, but it will take employees from companies, as you mentioned, rising up. Once the employees do that, or maybe employees no longer interview with companies that are not socially responsible.
Right.
These are the sort of things that has to come from within the corporation itself or new hires. Corporations will always act in their own best interests. And that's not necessarily bad, but as Adam Smith said,
yep,
in his book, A Wealth of Nations, and he wrote a book on ethics as well called The Theory of Moral Sentiments, he basically said that corporations do have to have some responsibility when they operate. Think of their effects on stakeholders, and that's the problem.
But he balanced that with his invisible hand theory too, though, right? And that was that a business person acting in their own self-interest benefits society more than if he tried to benefit society. And that was I think he was correct in those days. I think he was correct up until about 20 years ago, Stephen. But I think today I'm promoting that we morph from the invisible hand theory to a little more of a visible hand theory. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think that's the way it has to go until and unless corporations act more responsibly, accept accountability better on their own. You look at all the CEOs that were involved in financial fraud back in the early 2000s through the financial recession, even now, and they don't seem to be held legally liable.
Well, after 2008 collapse, the attorney general actually said the people who perpetrated that were too big to jail. He actually said. We couldn't hold them accountable because we were afraid it would cause a panic. My God, talk about nobody's above the law. That still makes me mad. Nobody went to jail for 2008, Stephen, and I'm still mad about that.
Right. You know, what kind of a message does that send to young people? You can do bad things and get away with it?
Yeah. Well, 70-1, they leveraged products. They leveraged securities 70-1. That should only have been leveraged 1-1, and they leveraged them 70-1.
Yep. It's part of the culture of greed.
And now it's digital greed, Stephen, and that's the problem, isn't it? You can now push a button. This is the point I try to make in my work, Stephen. You can now push a button and create a lot of mayhem that prior to the digital leverage age, you couldn't do that. You could only, if you pushed a button, it only affected you and maybe a handful of other people. Now you push a button, you could affect everyone.
Yes, and there needs to be some attention paid to the ethics of algorithms.
Yes.
How they're put together to avoid bias with the information that goes into the system. You know, there's an expression in accounting, garbage in, garbage out.
Right.
So definitely applies to the digital age.
What I worry about, Stephen, and I want your thoughts on this, is I worry that ethical behavior is so ingrained in us we don't talk about it. And we didn't have to talk about it in the analog age. But in the digital age, I think we have to talk about it. What do you think? I think we have to be more open about it and have to have more conversations about it. What do you think?
Oh, I think absolutely correct. And I've been very disappointed in these debates I've been watching when none of these issues are raised.
Right.
Simple things. Like asking candidates, how can you bring back civility to society?
Right.
Imagine asking a question like that, but it never gets asked.
How about this? How do we promote more intellectual honesty? Where
yes.
You and I, Stephen, can get together. We might completely disagree on a topic, but we can have a peaceful and respectful debate about it because we're both intellectually honest. How about that? We've lost that now. And I think that's affecting the marketplace. What do you think?
Being a professor, intellectual honesty is key. And I'm really very disappointed in watching academic institutions go almost in the opposite direction.
There's not much intellectual honesty in academia these days, and I'm sure you saw that firsthand. Quick break, right back with Dr. Stephen Mintz after the break. His book is called Beyond Happiness and Meaning.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.